You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from Christy. She says, my daughter works in an office with about 15 people, and she says one of the guys has a horrible problem with body odor. It's okay when he's on the other side of the office, but she often has to work with him on things or sit near him in meetings. I told her to just say something to him, but she's afraid she'll get in trouble with HR for harassment. So I told her to go straight to HR. Christy writes, my question is, how do people handle something like that in their office? Can you really not speak directly to people if you have an issue with them? And that is from Christy.
Wow, that's a great question.
Can you?
Oh, man, this is.
What if you take the BO out of it for a second and you make it any issue that you have with someone? Are we in a climate anymore where you're not allowed to tell somebody that you work with about a problem that you have with them?
I would say probably, because anyone can take that, spin it, no matter what it is, if it's something completely innocent, and say that it's some sort of harassment. That you're harassing them in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel comfortable. So fire Linda. She makes me feel uncomfortable.
We had a coworker down in the sales department for, I don't think she worked here that long. And this was several years ago, so it's nothing recent. But her thing was the perfume.
It was not only
stifling, it was like bad. In other words, it wasn't even, if it had been light blue, then I probably would have had no problem. But it was bad anyway, and then she bathed in it. And I remember us talking, in fact, I'm sure we talked about it on the show. Like, can we say something to her? And somebody called in and they said, leave a note on her desk that's just an anonymous note. You know, that says, just
ease up on the white diamonds.
Yeah.
Oh God. I would do it in some sort of joking manner, I think, to, you know, just not flat out, you know, say it. I'd be like, did you wear that shirt yesterday? You know, or something. Just kind of joking, hoping that they would get the hint. But how incredibly embarrassing for that person, you know, if they are the stinky one, to have anyone come up and say, you stink. I feel bad. I don't know if I could go to HR and say, can you tell this person they stink?
Here is Jessica on the phone. Jessica, good morning. Do you know about this situation?
Good morning. Yes.
Uh-oh, your phone sucks.
Phone's cutting out, Jessica.
I'm in the workplace.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh, can we get Jessica in a good place? Because we do want to talk to her. Here's Kevin. Kevin, what do you want to say about this?
So when I was younger, I worked at a place, and apparently I had a feet smell that was just horrifying, and all my coworkers knew about it. And one of them was kind enough to come and tell me about it so that I could take care of the problem. And I've always been grateful that they said something, because sometimes you may not notice yourself.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Were you kicking your shoes off at work?
No. It was like during the summertime, and my feet just sweat a lot, so they smelled bad.
So it was oozing through your shoes?
Even through the shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was going to be one of my questions, because I was thinking about Stinky Guy here in this story. Like, do you know if you stink? Did you know that your feet stunk, or were you just used to it?
Well, I think I was just used to it. I did not know until he said something to me, and I really appreciated it.
So what'd you do about it?
Chopped his feet off.
I got some
Dr. Scholl's
powder. Stuff spray on my feet so they wouldn't stink.
How are they now?
Yeah, they're fine now. I still use the stuff and they're just fine. So,
well, you don't know. Your nose might be used to it again.
Do you have a lover in your life?
Yes, I'm sure if they smelled bad, my wife would let me know in a heartbeat. No.
Why didn't she let you know back then that your feet stunk?
Wasn't with her back then.
Pre-wife. Okay, you. All right.
Yeah. Well, listen, Stinky Kevin, thank you for calling us, buddy. You have a great day, okay?
See you later.
Thank you for being on the show. Jessica's back. Jessica, what do you want to say about this?
Yes, good morning, boys. Yes, so I've experienced this before in the workplace. There should be a code of conduct at the business company. So they should be able to go to their leader, their direct supervisor or manager, and let them know in confidence that this is a problem, because there is hygiene in a code of conduct. And it should be confidential depending on the work environment. I have seen it. And unfortunately, the person was let go eventually because they had to hold them to the
fired finger. Because of stink.
That's not cool.
Well, Well, no, it was a dress code standard. And if they were not clean and there was visual obvious problems. So
like pit stains. They were pitting out.
Can you imagine if, you know, if they go to look for another job and that company calls the previous employer and that's what they're told? We had to let them go because they smelled?
He was known as Stinky Ed around the office.
God.
Oh, that kind of breaks my heart. Like, you can't... Just tell them to go maybe clean up a little bit.
Well, maybe they told them and they just didn't.
And they didn't.
All right, so we got this note from Christy. She says she was talking to her daughter. Her daughter works in an office with 15 people, and there's one guy in there who's got a BO issue. And Christy says that her daughter doesn't want to go and tell the guy because she's afraid she'll get in trouble. And Christy's like, well, why don't you go to HR? Well, we're getting all these calls and text messages from people now who want to sound off, including Kim. Kim, what do you want to say about this?
Well, I actually worked at the airport, and I had a guy, I was a manager, and he wore the same sweater every day.
Yeah.
Sweater weather.
Mm-hmm. And
sweating in the
nice
sweater.
Nice guy. Look professional.
They're always so nice, but they stink. Okay, go ahead.
Well, he had that little hat that he wore to like a, I don't even know, I don't know what to call it, like a golfer's hat, kind of.
Okay.
Like a flat.
Yeah. Stinky
Anyways,
hat.
It was around Christmas, and I made sure I got his name. And
what happened?
What did you do?
Happened? Cut to the chase. What happened? The guy stinks. What did you do?
Did you have him killed?
No, I think he got the hint. He started wearing it.
Okay.
This makes no sense at all.
It does.
Well, did you tell on him?
I think my coworker did.
Okay. That's what we're getting. We're trying to get to like what happened.
Yeah, you said he changed his ways, but you didn't say how he changed.
He just said he got the hint. What hint?
He's like, do you have any other sweaters? Because you wear or do you really like that one? Because.
Okay.
All right.
I get that. We used to have a guy. Thank you for the call, Kim. Thank you very much for that story. We used to have a guy down the hall who wore the same T-shirt at least once every single week, but I think he was washing it.
Oh, yeah, he didn't stink.
But he wore it. It was the same T-shirt, and sometimes it was Monday and Friday, and then again the next week. And
it's like a band shirt. It was in heavy
rotation. I don't want to say who it was.
He's a good guy.
Patty, good morning. Do you know all about the stinky person syndrome?
Good morning. So we just had a meeting at my work about can you confront someone or not?
Okay, so can you?
Yes, we were told specifically to confront the person first.
What?
And if it went poorly, then to go to management and they would mediate a conversation
between
like
the
two of us.
I don't either.
I don't think I would do that.
I don't like that idea.
I don't know. We work in a spa, so it's lots of women, so there's lots of drama.
No.
Well, so I think the manager was just tired of hearing all the drama.
What's the hot drama right now at the spa?
Yeah, dish. Come on, spill the tea, Patty.
Come on.
Oh, it's always someone. Someone's not doing laundry. Somebody didn't clean their room appropriately. Someone talked to a client during their service too much. There's always something.
I can't imagine.
This is going to become our Friday at 8 o'clock break. It's going to be what's the gossip in your office right now? Patty, thank you for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
I'm not on board with going to the person. I'm really not.
Yeah. Jackie, do you know anything about this?
I do.
Okay.
So I work in human resources and have had to handle these situations a number of times.
So what do you do?
Well, HR teams typically prefer individuals to work things out on their own. It builds stronger relationships and bonds, but HR can be there to be support and handle it if necessary, especially if teammates are uncomfortable.
How
or
can
not
this particular situation build a bond with somebody?
Though? Hi, you stink. I mean, that
dude,
you can't
you
bond
reek.
Over that.
Dude, you reek. Well, I
well,
actually
if you say it like that.
I take it back. Maybe they would appreciate that you came to them, and somehow you would develop a friendship. They would say, "Thank you. I had no idea." Okay, so I take it back. I can see how it would work.
So
1 out of 10. I mean, well, I think I walk around in the real world. I think 1 out of 10 people would handle it by saying, oh, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. I think 9 out of 10 would try to get you fired.
You got to know the coworker.
That's the real world.
You got to know the coworker and their attitude, probably, and how they are.
Know your audience.
Well, let me ask you, Jackie, when somebody brings it to your attention, if it doesn't work out between them, then what do you say to the person who sings?
Yeah.
So we tell them that, you know, it's been reported to us that there, you know, is a bit of an odor issue.
Okay.
Okay. It has come to our attention.
What if it is just them, though? That is how they smell. Then what?
So then we recommend they maybe perhaps talk to their doctor if they're not sure of how to take care of it, perhaps change laundry detergent, so whatever it is they're doing today.
I'd like to prescribe you a bar of soap.
Well, then, and that other caller, Jackie, said that the person in our office got fired because they couldn't, you know, remediate the problem. I don't know.
Is that what would happen with you?
Have you
Jackie?
Fired people because of that?
No, you can't.
You can't fire somebody for smell.
No. Well, you can if they don't correct the behavior after multiple attempts to talk to them about it.
This is a sticky wicket, isn't it? Isn't it just a sticky wicket? I mean, it's like a no-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I don't stink.
Jackie, I really appreciate your call.
Bye,
you have a great day, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, if everyone, you know, Lindsay, if everyone would just get a bar of Coast soap, then this would not be a problem.
But again, maybe it's just them.
They would smell delightful.
They just naturally stink.
Lindsay, what do you know about smelly people?
So it's my husband, and he is clean. He showers. We do laundry. He just naturally stinks. So and he's the owner of a small company, so fortunately doesn't work really close to close all his coworkers every day. But I want someone jokingly to say something so he's hearing it on both sides. I bring it up at home, and if someone just kind of casually says something at work.
Yeah, but if he's bathing and doing laundry and all that other stuff, what can be done?
Nothing.
A really slight small amount of the cologne that I try buying him. Just a little.
How do you live with him if he stinks all
the
time?
Why did you marry him?
Because he's a great, great person.
I know, but you can't be with someone who stinks.
Well, she's probably used to it now. You're just used to it.
Oh, you don't get used to stink, I don't think.
You just breathe through your mouth a lot.
No. You get used to it somewhat, and then he's also very active, and so that brings it out.
Well, like, what if you guys are getting, you know, intimate and he stinks? I mean,
doesn't it kill the mood?
How do you follow through?
It's got to kill the mood. Do you fake it and so you'd be done sooner? I mean...
You just talk through your mouth.
I mean, we're just talking here.
This is awesome.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, thank you.
I love you so much. Light candles? Is that what you said?
There's some candles sometimes.
Wow.
Bless your heart.
His heart for being a
Well, no,
a
bless
stinker.
Her heart. She agreed to marry a guy that she knows it's going to stink when I'm around him.
Yeah, but...
It's not always, but enough.
What does it smell like? Is it like just BO?
Can you describe it?
Yeah, or like, it's just body odor, yes. And I just feel like by the end of the day, I think it's probably worse. And so coworkers can casually say something that might help. But he has no HR in his office, so that
You know what we all need, since a lot of times you don't know if you stink or not? You need a designated sniff buddy is what you need. You need a very good friend in your life just to let you know if you stink or not.
It's the same as spinach in your teeth. You want someone to tell you.
Well, that's a great analogy, I guess.
Sniff, buddy.
Lindsay, I'm so glad you called. Hey, you have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. I feel like I irritated some people on the phone today, but I mean...
Well, June just says, what's wrong with you two? Do you not know how to be compassionate?
What, us? We're not the one who wrote in. It was Christy who wrote in.
And I think I said that I wouldn't even want to talk to him. Just let him be.
How are we supposed to be
compassionate?
Maybe ask how you could help them with their problem.
I just said you need a sniff, buddy.
June, I think I'm being compassionate because what I'm saying is I wouldn't even go talk to the person. I would have management deal with it because I think it would be... I think it's problematic for you to go and tell somebody in your office that they smell.
But that's not compassionate that you're even going to HR about it.
Well, how is
it
compassionate?
You just gotta let it be. You need to let it be and go on with your life.
You just need to go find a new job.
You just need to live your life.
You just need to quit.
That's
Christy,
compassion.
Your daughter needs to quit and go find a job where everyone smells nice. It's just real life.
I thought this was a very thoughtful, well...
I did too.
Well displayed conversation.
I did too.
Hey, but anyway, can you be my sniff buddy? Will you be my sniff buddy?
I just wish June had called in because I would love to keep the audio of her opening line in her text. What is wrong with you two?
She's a loo, June.